Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Are you ready for an amazing story? I said, are you ready for an amazing story? It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday Show. Great to have you with us. Hey, when I find a great story online, man, I want to read it and I want to really dive into it, man. This is awesome. So whatever you're doing, if you're on the treadmill, keep running. If you're in the car, keep driving. If you're having your favorite beverage right now, a cup of coffee, whatever, keep drinking and just sit back and relax, because I want to tell you a story and just read an article I found online from Business Insider. Man, this is really cool. It's Richard Branson, who I'm a big fan favorite of because he's a college, or actually not even, high school dropout, and he's a ready, fire, aim guy, man, just like you, just like me. And this will motivate you. I promise you it will motivate you. So it's an article I found on Business Insider, and it's titled The Biggest Takeaway from Sir Richard Branson's Rags to Billionaire Success. All right. In 1966, a dyslexic 16-year-old boy dropped out of school. With the help of a friend, he founded a magazine for students and made money by selling advertisements to local businesses. With only a little bit of money to get started, he ran the operation out of the crypt inside of a local church. 4 years later, he was looking for ways to grow his small magazine and started selling mail order records to students who bought the magazine. The records sold well enough that he built his first record store the next year. After 2 years of selling records, he decided to open his own record label and recording studio. What a great story. He rented the recording studio out to local artists, including one named Mike Oldfield. In that small recording studio, Oldfield created his hit song, Tubular Bells, which became the record label's first release. The song went on to sell more than 5 million copies. Over the next decade, the young boy grew his record label by adding bands such as the Sex Pistols, Culture Club, and the Rolling Stones. Along the way, think about that. Did I just say Rolling Stones to his record label? Oh my God. Along the way, he continued starting companies on airline business, trains, mobile phones, and on and on and on. Almost 50 years later, more than 400 companies were under his direction. Today, that young boy who dropped out of school and kept starting things despite his inexperience and lack of knowledge is a billionaire. His name is Sir Richard Branson. Now, the author, and I want to make sure I give all the credit because this is a great article, by James Clear. He writes at jamesclear.com. This is his article for Business Insider. Okay. He talks about how he met Sir Richard Branson. So I walked into a conference room in Moscow, and Branson was sitting in a chair about 10 feet away from me. There were 100 other people around us, but it felt like we were having a conversation in my living room. He was smiling and laughing as answers seemed unrehearsed and genuine. At one point, he told the story of how he started Virgin Airlines, a tale that seems to capture his entire approach to business and life. Here's the version he told us, as best I can remember it. I was in my late 20s, so I had a business, but nobody knew who I was at the time. I was headed to the Virgin Islands, and I had a very pretty girl waiting for me, so I was determined to get there on time. At the airport, my final flight to the Virgin Islands was canceled because of a maintenance deal or something like that. It was the last flight out that night. I thought, this is ridiculous. So I went and chartered a private airplane to take me to the Virgin Islands, which I didn't even have the money to do. Then I picked up a small blackboard and wrote, Virgin Airlines, $29, on it, and went over to a group of people who had just been on the same flight I was on that was canceled that night. I sold tickets for the rest of the seats on the plane, used their money to pay for the chartered plane, and we all went to the Virgin Islands that night.
That right there is an awesome story. The habits of successful people. What makes the difference? After speaking with our group, Branson sat on a panel with industry experts to discuss the future of business. As everyone around him was filling the air with business buzzwords and talking about complex ideas for mapping out our future, Branson was saying things like, "Screw it, just get on and do it," which was closely followed by, "Why can't we mine asteroids?" As I looked up at the panel, I realized the person who sounded the most simplistic was also the only one who was a billionaire, which prompted me to wonder, what's the difference between Branson and everybody else in the room? Here's what I think makes all the difference. This is the author still writing. Branson doesn't merely say things like, "Screw it, just get on and do it." He actually lives his life that way. He drops out of school, starts a business. He signs the Sex Pistols to his record label when everyone else says they're too controversial. He charters a plane when he doesn't have the money. When everyone else balks or comes up with a good reason for why the time isn't right, Branson gets started. He figures out how to stop procrastinating and takes the first step, even if it seems outlandish. Branson is an extreme example, but we could all learn something from his approach. If you want to summarize the habits of successful people into one phrase, it's this. Successful people start before they feel ready. I believe that. If there was ever someone who embodied the idea of starting before they felt ready to do it, it's Branson. The very name of his business empire, Virgin, was chosen because Branson and his partners started, they were virgins when it came to business. Branson has started so many businesses, ventures, charities, and expeditions that it's simply not possible for him to have felt prepared, qualified, and ready to start all of them. In fact, it's unlikely he was qualified or prepared to start any of them. He had never flown a plane and didn't know anything about engineering of planes, but he started an airline company anyway. He's a perfect example of why the chosen ones choose themselves. If you're working on something important, then you'll never feel ready. A side effect of doing challenging work is that you're pulled by excitement and pushed by confusion at the same time. You're bound to feel uncertain, unprepared, and unqualified, but let me assure you of this. What you have right now is enough. You can plan, delay, and revise all you want, but trust me that what you have right now is enough to start. It doesn't matter if you're trying to start a business, lose weight, write a book, or achieve any number of goals. Who you are, what you have, what you know right now is good enough to get going. We all start in the same place. No money, no resources, no contracts, not even any contacts, no experience. The difference is that some people, the winners, choose to start anyway. No matter where you are in the world and regardless of what you're working on, I hope you'll start before you feel ready. Kudos to you, James Clear. Awesome article on Richard Branson. Let me tell you something, guys. That was pure gold. Pure, unadulterated gold. If you just pick up anything from that article, start before you feel ready. Right now, when's a good time? When's a good time to get going after your dream? When's the best time to get going after your dream? Right now. Well, the only thing, nothing's going to change if you wait. The only thing that's going to change is somebody else is going to get there before you do because they had the courage to start without all the answers. You have more than enough right now. Are you going to get going? You don't got to get it right. You just got to get it going. Thank you, Mike Lippman, for that quote. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.